leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown contributing to thousands of flight delays on Tuesday as air traffic controllers work without pay, some of them calling out sick. Other federal workers are simply not working at all and not drawing a paycheck.
Air traffic controllers are exempt from being furloughed during a shutdown, but some 750,000 federal workers are currently out of work. Now, President Trump suggesting not all federal workers on furlough are entitled to receive back pay once the government reopens, even though that is the law.
ABC's Victor Okendo. Six former surgeons general have penned a letter telling the public they have no faith in Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine policies. Attorney General Pam Bondi repeatedly deflecting questions during a Senate hearing that came on the heels of the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey amid questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Nobel Prize in Chemistry was handed out today. This is ABC News. Former New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez continues to recover from stab wounds he got after allegedly attacking a truck driver outside a hotel in Indianapolis. Prosecutor Ryan Mears says they're thinking of charging Sanchez with felonies, depending on the seriousness of the truck driver's long-term injuries.
The allegations are that we're arguing over where a truck should park or not. And at best, that should be a disagreement between two people. We shouldn't be taking two people to the hospital.
Those hundreds of hikers who got stranded on Mount Everest amid a freak blizzard this week have now been rescued. Raitan Jengbu Sherpa helped get them down and says if they'd had more training, it probably wouldn't have happened.
They're all newcomers, and then basically they don't have the exact experience what it's like to be, what's the weather, if the weather condition is harsh.
Nearly 600 hikers and 300 guides, yak herders, and cooks were all trapped. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. City of Ashland officials are exploring the feasibility of purchasing the Northland College campus following the school's permanent closure. The college officially closed at the end of the last school year after more than a year of attempts to work around budget constraints. The closure left 112 employees without a job and displaced a Meals for Seniors program. In the months since, a number of smaller portions of the college have been sold off, including the baseball and softball fields. College officials say they're hoping to sell the 130-acre main campus as a whole, rather than splitting it into different parcels and smaller sales. The city of Ashland has now emerged as a potential buyer for the full campus. According to an Ashland Daily Press report, the Ashland City Council approved hiring Civilis consultants to explore potential uses for the campus and the feasibility of purchasing it. The organization will be tasked with gathering data on financial constraints, potential revenue streams, and real estate market conditions before developing a plan for the campus. The goal is to determine if the city of Ashland could finance the potential purchase and if the campus could generate enough revenue to make their plans permanent. Potential plans could include new housing developments, hospitality opportunities, and exploring ways the campus could continue to be used for educational purposes. Organization officials say they could finish developing that plan by early November. Got extra toys at home? Well, the Flambeau River Y is hosting a toy drive from October 13th through to November 13th to collect new or gently used toys for their dropping childcare room. Your donations help them create a fun, engaging, and welcoming space for the little ones while their parents are enjoying the Y. If you'd like to donate, email hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. That's hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. Wisconsin's favorite gas station is officially going penniless. Connie Feldman has more.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
If you're a connoisseur of butter, you may be feeling left out of a global trend. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I'll explain what that's all about next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Apparently, there is a global trend of consumers looking for pasture-raised butter. That's word from Dr. Greg Brickner. He is a veterinarian and a grazing specialist with the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship. He said this is a market that the United States, to a large extent, is missing out on. Areas like New Zealand seem to be the blueprint moving forward, and he's investigating.
Really, the only place that a grazing dairy farmer can get a premium for their work is through organic and organic grass-fed markets then. And those are difficult markets to get into. They take time to transition into. And even though they have a very high pay price, they have very high input costs as well. So profitability is just as challenging in those. And so we're trying to provide a conventional grass-based market, much like is done in the rest of the world, New Zealand and Ireland.
Dr. Greg Brickner, he is a veterinarian and a grazing specialist with the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship Program. He said if the United States can focus a little bit more effort on pasture-raised butter, the premiums could be there. Last year alone, American consumers bought and consumed an average of 2.7 million pounds of butter each day.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
And did you know this is National 4-H Week? 4-H'ers have been found to be twice as likely to have the goal of being a leader, three times more likely to participate in community service, and twice as likely to report living life with intentionality and purpose. Find out more at the number 4-H.org. There's your food news for Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah. How rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a AAA pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods. Sports Weather.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25. 98 Q Country.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Jackie, you
please.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98Q Country.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married or stay single and stay free. Which road I'll travel. Sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Build brakes so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn to buy around. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of man, the hands of time. You sing a sing at Hollywood nights, even the losers get lucky sometimes. Hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to
I find a little small town. Church pew, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. And it's a back in black, show me all night long. Could you be love, redemption song? Looking back, home sweet home, I'm where I belong. Ain't nothing wrong. Gravity pulls on the grains of sand. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass is home. I come to the God.
Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thanking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off. With some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this here's the queen of my double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the Queen of my double white trailer.
Good to Be Queen. Sammy Kershaw, a little country classic. Brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. They're on Facebook, too. Good morning, Wednesday. It is the 8th of October, and it officially froze last night. I don't know if that's the end of the growing season, but it's a pretty solid frost for most of us. It's 26 degrees here in the city, which means 22, 23, probably, on the outlying parts. You don't have to get too far out of town for that temperature to drop just a little bit. Temperatures still will climb to close to 60 for the rest of the week. Maybe even pushing upper 60s near 70 by Sunday. But for the most part, 60, 65 range. And mainly dry conditions continue. We had a little bit of that rain over the weekend on, Sunday? But other than that, we haven't had much. And there's not much in the forecast. So we'll wake up to 26 officially here in the, not in the studios. Thanks to Gray for turning on the heat this morning. So we're doing all right. We got Brewer baseball for you today, and we'll tee that up at about, 4:08 this afternoon. Brewers will try to put an end to this thing with a sweep of the Cubbies. Put up a little fight here, Cubs. Come on. I mean, they did early. They came both games. They came out right away. You know, the bell rung and the Cubs came out and they were like, pow, 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 pow. They were going at it. But the Brewers were ready for it. We're ready. The counterpunches. The counterpunches. 4:08 is the first pitch. Have it right here. So if you're still working, driving around, chasing the kids around, have a radio handy. You know, one of those little small little portable ones you can get at the dollar store. You just tuck that in your pocket, you know. Little earbud going in there, and you're good. You're good. Just don't, if you're going to do that, I mean, if you're going to listen to the game on one of those real little radios that you can keep pretty conspicuous, you can't show any emotion. I mean, you can't be in a meeting and all of the, you know, and somebody's speaking and presenting, you know, this year's fiscal budget shall be, and then just randomly out of nowhere, you're like, yes, yes. I mean, like, Jim, did you want to say something? No, just excited about the numbers. Just excited. So you got to keep your emotions a little bit. No expressions, even weird expressions when you're trying to conspicuously listen to a sports event. You got to be able to balance out those emotions. Otherwise, you're gonna get caught. So we got three games today on the baseball front. By the way, Mariners and Tigers. With Seattle leading that series 2-1, they'll play at 2:08 today. We like the 08. That's on FS1. And then we got the Brewers right here on TBS. Oh, hang on. We got four games today. Sorry. And scroll down far enough. So four games, 2:08, 4:08 with the Brewers, 6:08 with the Blue Jays, Yankees. Yankees came back from like a 5-6 run deficit to win yesterday. So they'll play again today. And then at 8:08, it's the Phillies and the Dodgers. With the Dodgers leading that series 2-0. So if you love the baseball, you're going to get the baseball today. Right here, FS1, TBS, we'll all have it on there for you. We have a busy reality radio today. Among other things, we'll talk some Phillips volleyball with Coach Colin Hoagland. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. All that coming up for you after 8 here this morning. Words of, news first. We'll do words of wisdom later. Twice an hour. Don't jump ahead of yourself. It's 6:30, twice an hour, news and sports update. Let's get you updated now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown contributing to thousands of flight delays on Tuesday as air traffic controllers work without pay, some of them calling out sick. Other federal workers are simply not working at all and not drawing a paycheck.
Air traffic controllers are exempt from being furloughed during a shutdown, but some 750,000 federal workers are currently out of work. Now, President Trump suggesting not all federal workers on furlough are entitled to receive back pay once the government reopens, even though that is the law.
ABC's Victor Okendo. Six former surgeons general have penned a letter telling the public they have no faith in Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine policies. Attorney General Pam Bondi repeatedly deflecting questions during a Senate hearing that came on the heels of the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey amid questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Nobel Prize in Chemistry was handed out today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like you to be aware about newborn screening. Newborn screening is the best way to find out if your baby has any serious conditions so you can get them the care that they need. The Department of Health Services has information that explains the details of hearing, heart, and blood screenings. You can find the new fact sheets at dhs.wisconsin.gov. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is gearing up for Fright Fest 2025, and they're seeking some straw or hay bales to decorate with and additional small pumpkins for the kids to decorate and take home. If you would like to donate, you can contact the Chamber office at 715-762-2703 or emailing at chamber@parkfalls.com. Once again, the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce is seeking straw or hay bales to decorate with and additional small pumpkins for the kids to decorate and take home with. If you'd like to donate, please contact the Chamber at 715-762-2703 or by email at chamber@parkfalls.com. And as a reminder, that Fright Fest is taking place Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. over at Old Abe Memorial Park right here in Park Falls, featuring many events including the Giant Pumpkin Drop, the Phillips Children's Museum, Trunk or Treat, and Decorating a Pumpkin under the Open Pavilion, alongside many, many other fun events. Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. over at Old Abe Memorial Park right here in Park Falls. There's now a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. Savannah Tomey Olson has the story.
According to reporting from the State Journal, this is all because of a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot. And this judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration statute, end quote. He also argues the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have required every new voter trying to register prove they're a U.S. citizen, which Call says would have shut down voter registration in the state. The judge set a court date for October 31st. Wisconsin has 3.6 million voters, and on average, 200 people register to vote every day. By law, only U.S. citizens can vote, and anyone who casts a ballot without being a U.S. citizen can be prosecuted. We have voter ID laws in Wisconsin, which require a state ID to vote. Only U.S. citizens and people who are in the country legally can get a state ID. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah. How rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a triple-A pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Got a girl named Sheila, she goes bash on tequila, got a job that gets the job done, I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk.
Let's go, come on.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness up when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. Got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah. Right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertained to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Song.
A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music
hit me. 98 Q Country.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white line. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you, babe.
Laney Wilson, 98Q Country Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Frost, it happened out there this morning. If you didn't cover it up, if it was outside, well, it's probably looking at you like, hey, 26 is what I show here in the city of Park Falls, which means you can subtract 3 to 5 degrees from that, typically. For you low outlying people, we'll get up to close to 60 today. Very similar daytime situations all week long. Yesterday was pretty nice. That wind was a little cool yesterday. If you stayed out of the wind, it was almost too warm. And then if you got in the wind, you're like, ooh, remember what that winter wind feels like? So the wind today will be, what do we got here? Winds will be light and variable today. And again, more frost likely tonight. I think we get it. See, I think there should be a rule that after one frost, we can't talk about it anymore. Because for like a week, you'll see it flash on your screen, on your TV, and frosted by, it'll go beep, beep, like, ooh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Usually that's something, you know, there's a tornado or something when they do the beep, beep, and then you look and it's like, oh, frost. Oh, there it are. That already happened. And I know it can vary a lot, obviously, from Ashland to Wausau and all that stuff in between. But it seems like once we get that first frost, any frost advisories after that are just like, whatever. Been there. So if still may have a few plants, you know, potted plants that you have outside and maybe you put inside in the wintertime. So kind of in a situation of, it's kind of like the cat. The plants are like the cat now. In, out, over, dog, in, out. And now you got the plants. You got another thing. The plants inside the garage at night. Daytime, once it gets warm enough, you can put them outside if you want to. If you do that stuff, we do that. My wife does that. I just kind of, I'm a spectator. I feel like I'm supporting my wife in that effort. And that I'm a very good spectator. I'll just internally applaud sometimes. Good job. Good job. Like this morning, I went out into the garage to come to work, and there was 3 potted plants in there. One of them still has flowers on it. See, if that was just me doing it, those plants would have been done. Bringing them in, that I wouldn't have remembered that, but she's right on top of that. We have Brewer baseball today. 4 baseball games today. If you love baseball, Mariners-Tigers elimination game for the Tigers today in Detroit. Brewers-Cubs elimination game for the Cubs in Chicago. That's 2:08, 4:08. Then at 6:08, Blue Jays-Yankees elimination game at home for the Yankees. And then Phillies at Dodgers elimination game on the road for the Phillies as they're trying to beat the Dodgers. So, all those games have, 2 of them are 3 games. Oh, you figured it out. The Brewers, what we're focusing on, going for the sweep today. We'll have it 3:30, the pregame right here A word of wisdom. Let's get that to you as we move into a Wednesday. We focus on the family.
A young adult's choices can rattle even the most confident parent. You've invested your life into raising your son or daughter, but now their decisions have you scratching your head. My advice? Well, don't panic yet. I made a few irrational choices myself when I was younger, like back when my wife Jean and I first started dating. It was a whirlwind summer romance, but then September rolled around and she had to get back to Northern California for the start of her college classes. I hated to see her go, and I wasn't crazy about living several hundred miles away from my sweetheart. So what does a love-struck young man do? Well, something rational and grounded in common sense, of course. No, not quite. I quit my job and moved in with my brother Mike, who happened to live about 40 miles from Jean's university. For two semesters, while Jean worked on her pre-vet degree, I burned through my savings and lived off whatever income I could cobble together from odd jobs. Looking back, it wasn't exactly a level-headed decision. But hey, I was young and in love. My guess is some of your child's choices probably fall into that category too. So don't panic yet. Give them some time to mature before you assume too much about how poorly their future may go. I went on to make plenty of good choices in life, and more than likely, your son or daughter will too. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, where your do-it-best store is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, another Friday night. If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey heads to federal court today under the direction from President Trump's newly installed federal prosecutor in Virginia.
Ahead of Comey's arraignment, the Department of Justice has added two assistant U.S. attorneys from out of state to work on the case. An FBI agent was reportedly relieved of duty after refusing to help stage a public arrest of Comey, though FBI Director Kash Patel called those reports false.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. Day 8 of the government shutdown. It's having an effect on the nation's airports. Air traffic controllers are working without pay. Thousands of flights delays yesterday. National Guard troops now positioned outside Chicago, and they could be in Memphis on Friday as the Trump administration pushes ahead with policies against American cities.